Thank you for pressing play as we give you the real talk about love, sex, and all the melanated matters in between. It's Real Talk, delivered on a Tuesday. But feel free to let it penetrate your ears anytime.
I have to edit it out. It's too much work. It sounds annoying if you're too close to the mic. It sounds annoying when you go back to edit it. I've been trying to remember if I'm going to do that or laugh too loud. Move back. Because I'm loud. Anyway.
I just did.
But you went all up on the mic.
Yours is like, it sounds like it's coming from like the back of your throat or something.
Thurk. It's being a flute player for my entire life.
I was going to try and keep it focused.
It's okay. You had
to go there.
No, it's all right. It's just because I can't use it, so it's all good.
Okay, well, you know, hey. Well, go ahead and bring us in, friend, because I'm bound by my new contract. So.
Well, welcome, beautiful people. This is Real Talk Tuesdays. And I said it so sad because we're still waiting. For Lies and Garbage.
Lies and Garbage. Coming to you soon, I promise.
Coming to you soon. We just got to find somebody to do this artwork or I'm going to be on Canva doing it my damn self. And I am not that type of artsy, but I'm tired of saying Real Talk Tuesdays.
Yeah, me too.
It's holding up my life. So, welcome to the show. How about that?
Welcome
to the show.
I'm bound to my new contract, so I'm not allowed to say it.
Oh, man. So welcome today. If you're listening to this on drop day, it is May the 18th, 2021. We halfway through the daggone month. Are we over halfway through the month?
Right.
Whew. Almost into the second half of the year.
Whew. Oh. Child. I mean, it's like we blinked. Right. It was just January.
I told you the other day, like, it was like, damn, it was just December. Now it's May. Wait, what happened?
Yes, man. Girl, by the temperature's just going to keep going up. We're going to be in the 90s by next week.
I know. It's crazy. I'm enjoying.
I said this will want to get hot right before the damn showcase.
I ain't think about that. I'm not. I don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it.
It's going to be fun, though. Y'all come see us.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited. I'm just really nervous because I'm a perfectionist. I am. And I'm a natural performer. Like, I love to perform. That's like a natural high for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just nervous about me pulling off how I want. Like, how I want my solo to look in my head is amazing. Now, will it look that way? I hope so. That's what I'm worried about. But it will be. It's going to be great.
Yes.
I'm excited. I got a costume change and everything.
Mm. Got to see if these shorts going to fit.
See, y'all come see us. Come down to the barbecue.
Come on down to the barbecue.
Better get your tickets before they sell out.
Yes. And they are on Eventbrite. You can also go to the Instagrams and get to the link through there.
Inner Diva Fitness.
Mm-hmm. The showcase is June 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Show starts at 8.
I'm excited.
So excited.
This is my second showcase, too.
Yes.
So my first one, I was a hot ass mess.
I'm done. We're not done.
I was.
We're not going to
I was literally praying not to bust my ass.
I'm not.
Oh, thank God for growth.
Grace and mercy.
Because now I can slide up and down that pole.
I'm done. You know what?
Any good? Willy won't?
Shut up.
Let me stop. Anyway, nice. How was your weekend?
It was good.
What'd you do this weekend?
Went back to some old stomping grounds. But now I went to Surprise Kenta.
Aww.
And that was great. It was super fun planning that. And
Yeah.
Getting to do that.
Yeah.
So we didn't do anything really. It was what we wanted to do. It was just hang out with each other.
Right. I'm sure.
Really it. But yeah, it was great. It was a great surprise.
Yeah, y'all had me crying looking at the video. Like, I ain't even there and I'm crying. Why?
Yeah, it was so great. And it worked out perfect because, you know, I was telling you before I had little gifts that I was sending, like, you know, little by little.
Yeah.
And so when she got the cups, she didn't know the cups. And so I remember I showed you the video of her getting her cups. And I thought she was going to figure it out because I had already told her about the honey.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought when she got the cups that she was going to figure it out.
Right.
But she didn't. She didn't figure it out. And then that Thursday, her boyfriend, Pierre, he was like, so where did you get the cup from? And she was like, you know. And then her, you know, she was like, well, no, this wasn't for Sasha. Because if Sasha was sending me something, she would have told me.
Right.
You know, and so yeah, that was really funny. It was really cool to be able to surprise her and do that. And Pierre was like, he did really good with picking out the restaurants. Aww. All the food we were eating was great. This place that we went to for her birthday dinner, like that when we, when I got there, that first place we went to, it was a Peruvian spot.
Ooh.
Oh my God. Let me tell you something. Okay. That I don't know what heavens.
Not the heavens.
And the blue water streams.
The blue water streams?
That they was making this sauce from for the ceviche. Girl, they did a scallop ceviche.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds so good.
I don't. It touched my soul. Okay. And I mean, they, you know, so they brought out like dish and you just share. They would just bring out, you just pick stuff. And, you know. Mm-hmm. Girl, they brought the ceviche. And then we got it was like one of the other dishes was like, octopus and something, but it was like, had like toasted onion and girl, me and while we was making our own recipes, I was like, okay, let's take the dressing from the ceviche, pour it on this. But when I tell you that place, it was called Llama Inn. Llama Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was everything and then some. So it was really, really good. But that's when we did that that's where we went as soon as I got there.
Cool.
Yeah. And then we just hung out, chilled. I did her hair, of course.
Yeah.
You know, and I was laughing at her. It was fussing because she's always fussing about, you know, going to get her hair done.
Right.
You know, and she's just like, I don't know, people are crazy. You know, they want you to pay this. And I'm like, well, you know, Kendall, you have a lot of hair. You know, and she's like, but still, $300? Well, yeah, you're in New York.
Well, let's start there.
You got a lot of hair.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you used to getting your hair done for free your whole life, $2 is going to sound outrageous, you know?
That's so true, though.
So I was like, you just got spoiled. She was like, I can't. It's not just a silk press. You see all that hair you got?
Right.
Because she's talking about something she was trying to blow out. She called herself blow dry her hair. She was like, why is it still going? My arm. I saw you just walking around looking like lion bait.
Yeah. That's so cold.
But yeah, so we did. I did her hair. And so we just got to hang out. Like,
that's cool.
You know what normally do, just to be sitting around the house. Laughing at stupid stuff.
Yeah. Y'all laughing at the TikToks?
You know, some of the TikToks. Actually, we didn't really get on TikToks too much.
Mm-hmm.
We was too busy laughing about other things.
Yeah.
Family.
Laughing at about chips.
That part.
Thank you so much to Kendall and Pierre for listening. We appreciate your support.
Yes.
Y'all clearly be listening.
Y'all really do be listening. That means a lot.
It does.
I mean, it was really yay, of course. And then I got to hang out with my bestie, Keisha.
Aww.
She is from a Rough Rider days.
Oh.
So that's how we met, honestly.
Cool.
So we've been best friends for a very long, long time.
Yeah. Very cool.
She's so I got to see her, and it was funny because I'm like, yo, I'm coming. She's like, when? She was like, of course you're going to come. All this time I'm sitting. You come now. I'm like, but no, I'm there till Sunday, so we're good. So we got to have brunch on Sunday with her. And
nice.
So it was a really nice trip.
Yeah.
You know, it was a really nice trip.
Good.
You know, I got to, you know, sissy, my bestie, and hug my sissy.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
aww,
be around her. And I'm just so proud of both of them.
Yeah.
You know, and Pierre's a really good dude. And it just means the world to me that he loves her just as much as I do.
Yeah.
And that just means the world to me. So I feel good about, like, her not being so close, but we're going to work some shit out. Because, we were talking about that. I was like, we need to just pop up. Like, hey, what you cooking today? You know?
But that would be nice.
But, yeah. So it was just good family time.
That's good.
Good family time. So
that's good.
And we ate a lot. Oh, I got to tell you about the Korean spot that we went to.
So we went
over to Manhattan, and we were just kind of walking around. You know, it was cool. We were trying to figure. We were originally looking for a Caribbean spot. We didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got over there, we didn't. It wasn't like outdoor dining. It was very different. When I tell you, it was way different being up there as far as like pandemic wise.
Really?
Yeah. People outside, they outside. Like, we outside. They still got their mask on. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And they don't go anywhere, like, unless it has outdoor seating. Like you said, you do have some places that during there, if they, most people won't go in. I know Kendall Pierre was like, nah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But that was a hot spot. So it makes sense.
Yeah. But, so it was crazy. You experienced that. But anyway, so we went over there, and it wasn't like outdoor seating. So we ended up just falling. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't take Pierre's credit, because he said technically, you know, had he had not directed us over there, we wouldn't have ended there. So I can't take his credit. So, but it was a Korean place. And when I tell you, we were ordering. So we were like, oh, yeah, we can get some of this and we can get some of this. Mm. And so Kendall was going to order a salad. She's like, I think I'm just going to get a chicken Caesar. And I was like, I'm like, we ain't come all the way out here just for you to get no chicken Caesar salad. What is we doing? We not getting no salad? Girl, that man started bringing up, because they had ramen. So that's what really got me. I was like, ooh. So me and her got ramen. He got some kimchi and like pork belly something. And so we was like, oh, so appetizer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Appetizer. We're like, okay, yeah, we'll get the shrimp. I was like, oh, I want the pancake. They had a shrimp scallion pancake.
Mm-hmm.
Delish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Absolutely delish. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, we can get that. And then we can get the wings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, let me tell you, these were not wings.
Oh,
I swear to God, they was brontosaurus. Like, wings. Pterodactyls. I don't know. They were not. They were not chicken wings. I don't know. I don't know. They brought. I'm serious. And it was so funny because he brought the wings back to the table. And I just kind of looked. And then Pierre got fries.
Mm-hmm.
And I shout out to Buddy, though, who was working there. So this is where Boff came from.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So when we got there to the Korean place, I'm talking to the man. I go in there. I'm like, okay, well, who's here? It looked like so. I said, well, I'm going to go in and see if we need to just sit down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking up there and I'm looking and I'm like, I see him moving and he gives me the look of despair that aww, business owner have when I picked up. So it was because I started looking and I was like, he doing a lot of running. Buddy was there by himself.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So long story short, he was there by himself and I saw it in his face and I was like, oh, okay. I don't hear nobody in the kitchen.
Oh, wow.
So
bless his heart.
Saying all that to say, when he was bringing the stuff out, he came out. He was like, I'm so sorry. I'm by myself. I said, no, you good. I picked it up.
Right.
Pierre is like, talking about, yeah, the business owner's fluster face. And I was like, that's it. y'all flustered. So that's why I text you. And okay. I was like, we were trying to say it. He was like, yeah, boff. I was like, yeah, we're going to have to coin that one. Because it definitely is. And I understood it. Like, right. I saw the look in his face. And I'm like, I've had that look before. You're by yourself, aren't you? You don't have it. You need everybody's patience. I got you, friend. I got you.
Like, please just be patient with me.
Please, I got you. Hey, we can sit out here. Get to us when you can. We're going to be here. You do you. Right? But anyways, long story short. Girl, we start eating. We picking on the wings, the fries, the little shrimp pancake, da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Girl, by the time we got our ramen out, and we was just like, so full. Kendall was like, I definitely should have got the salad. I said, yeah, you're right. You're right. Next time, stick to your guns, girl. Just don't listen to me.
Do you remember the name of the place?
It was The Gin.
The Gin?
Yes, The Gin. J-I-N.
And you said it was in Manhattan. Okay.
Yeah, it was in Manhattan. It was really good.
Very cool.
It was really good. Sounds and it's like, it's right after where we at. We were on 10th and 56th. I want to say 56th, 10th, something like that. Yeah, I think that's where we were. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, it was really good. It was cool. We had to go. I had a lady, you know, stop me from a Pumas.
Of course.
She was like, oh my God. I was like, girl, can I take a picture? Sure. I've had it, friend. I've had it. So, but yeah, no, but it was fun. We did. We had, like I said, we had a good time.
That's dope. That's good.
Yeah. What about y'all weekend, girl?
Oh, my weekend was crazy. It is now official. Mm. I have debuted Muse, the fitness experience, y'all. Mm. So we went down, me and Tyler Girl went down to the Gaines Fit Retreat in Myrtle Beach, which we always go. That's kind of like our little girl time.
Okay.
This was our third year. Would have been fourth had it not been for COVID. So the other times I've been, I was a master trainer for this format that I'm no longer a master trainer for. So it was kind of cool that my memories popped up showing, you know, the picture of me holding the ripsticks. And then now it's like, oh, I did my own program. So it was great. It was well received. I got lots awesome. Of amazing compliments. Especially because a lot of the people that were there to take the class were fitness instructors. So they were awesome. Able to tell me, like, from an instructor standpoint, from, like, what they feel like their audience, how their audience would feel about it. So that was great. It was it's nothing like the realization that you've been sitting on something for almost a decade and you finally did it.
Yes.
But you know what? The weekend also show me.
What's that?
I have really been depressed for several years.
I'm done with you.
It did, though. All jokes aside, like, I realize, you know, I'm definitely coming out of that hole. Like, it's like, oh, wow, those trees are so green. I never realized those trees are so green. Mm-hmm. Even just sitting out on the balcony, which I have this funny picture of my child in her robe.
Yes.
With her eye mask on,
yes,
and her iPhone in her hand, and her in her little stand, just sitting outside, enjoying the breeze, yes. And it was like, wow, just to have moments like that and really appreciate it, realizing I never really knew what that felt like, and this is the third time I've been in the same experience. It felt different, but it was great. We had, did we eat?
Your outfit was cute.
Thank you.
Yes. I was like, oh, snap. Okay.
I'm so excited.
I'm so proud of you, friend.
Thank you. I ugly cried because.
That's why I only text you, because I was like, if I call her, she's going to cry.
I cried. Like, I was cool when I first ended it, when I went back to the room, and it was like,
yes.
Because I've been sitting on this idea since Tally was, she had to have been 3 or 4.
Okay.
So it's been 8 years. And then when I started to kind of go for it with it, but then the divorce and the move, and it was too much.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, let me focus on everybody else's baby. Then I become a master trainer for this other program. And it's like, well, I kind of can't promote something else because.
Right.
So then when that didn't work out, it's like, okay, full speed ahead. And then COVID happens and it's like, well, damn. I keep getting shut down. Maybe this ain't it. But I realized, you know, it was. And it's funny because I've branded the program to be the answer to women finding their sensuality. And that is exactly how they felt.
Good.
I did have a monkey wrench because there was a guy in the class that I wasn't expecting. I was like, okay, you know, adapt and overcome, some Marine Corps way. And not only was it a guy, it was a heterosexual guy, which was different, right? I was like, he's like, he came up to me the night before. He's like, so you're the infamous Ty Van Buren. I was like, oh, yes, me. And I'm, yeah, face everywhere. It's cool. Yeah. He's like, I'll see you in your class tomorrow. I was like, okay, yay. Thank you. On the inside, I'm like,
oh,
hell.
What you gonna see me for?
Oh, hell. But then, so he's in the class and everybody's starting to come in. And one of the other girls was just kind of like, she didn't come out and say, why are you here? But, you know, she was asking questions, trying to figure out why he was here.
It's a reason. Right. Make it make sense.
And he said, and it made sense. And then I was like, perfect. You know what? I'm not even going to stress. I'm going to just do what I'm supposed to do. And he said, well, the majority of my clients are women and I'm trying to understand what they need. I said, oh, you got good energy. You can stay. Because, you know, fitness instructors are, it's tough.
That
teaching fitness. And then you get some people that it's all about me. Mm-hmm. And it's the me show. Look at me, 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 yeah. me. Mm-hmm. I don't particularly care for those types of people because that's not what I'm trying to do. Yeah. So if he was a guy and it had that type of energy, I would have been like, you got to go. Yeah. I probably couldn't have kicked him out, but it worked out great. He was great. And then he was an Army veteran. So I was like, oh, we here. He laughed at my BMS joke. It was great. BMS is Broken Marine Syndrome. That's what I have. That's what I call it. So it was great. Tally and I had a great time. She had me in the pool till 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm. Saturday night, I was about to fall asleep in the pool. Well, I wasn't in the pool. She was in the pool. I was on the chair. Mm-mm. And I'm like, Tally, it's time to go.
Time to go.
So she had fun in the pool. She was, she helped out with the retreat a little bit. And
I need footage or it didn't happen.
Oh, I didn't send you footage. I thought I'd send you footage.
Not of her dancing.
Oh, I don't think I have footage of her.
It didn't happen.
But she was good. Now when they start, oh Lord, let me tell you. Two of the parties, they was playing like twerk music. Oh man. I was like, just go in the corner. Just don't look. Don't look over here, okay?
Just don't look.
Because what song was that? I lost my damn mind. I did send you the one clip with the...
That was Megan? I can't really hear the song.
It was, I Got a Stink Ass.
Oh, don't stop.
I was like, just focus, Taisha. What's she doing? What's she doing? And then it was like,
But you're not going to just like, I can't. Right, it's going. My body is trained.
Right. And then one of the guys was doing this little, he did this cool circle thing and he had people like twerking in the circle. I ended up on the floor, but then I caught myself.
Why, Lord? Why, Jesus?
Oh, and twerk is life.
That part.
But it was great. We had beach time. We went to the beach. What else did we do that? We just hung out. I had to share a bed with her because her stuffed animals took over the other bed.
Oh, no. No, no. No, no, no. Yep, that's where I draw the line.
It was cool. She didn't take over the whole bed. That was great. But we had a great time. Great weekend. Lots of great memories. Beautiful pictures. Some good time to just talk, you know, and enjoy each other's company without the hustle and bustle. Yeah. And you know, of everything. And she's a great hype woman and camera person. It was so cute. She said, "Mommy, you need a pep talk before you start?" Sure. So I have this episode on Tea Talk with Ty that's called Face Your Fear and Flush the Toilet, right? Because she used to be really scared of loud noises, the loud toilet. And she would, like, when she was younger, like 2, 3, she's like, I'll just hold it. She hated them. So I talked in the episode how I talked her through it, you know, and then she was so happy. And she's like, I did it. So, of course, I spun that into, you know, life, like especially it. Being, you know, a gold digger, as I call it. So she said, "Mommy, you got this. Remember, face your fear, flush the toilet." I said, "You know what?"
Yes. Yes.
It was great.
Bring it full circle.
I know. She was so awesome. It was great. That's I enjoyed
sweet.
It.
It looked like you guys had fun.
We did. We had a ball. We had a ball. So shout out to Gaines Fit. Thank you so much, Candace and crew, for letting us try Muse for the first time. Oh, I'm so excited. I still can't believe it. I'm still pinching myself like, Taisha, you really did that.
Yes, you did.
And now there's no turning back.
Nope.
There's no turning back. Oh, man. It was great. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Like, no, you ain't backing out of this support.
Nope, there's no going back now. I got a shirt made and a mask made and stuff.
It's official.
It's official, official.
I'm going to be like, oh, it's a blessing. Be like, when is class? when is class? You said that last week.
It's coming. It is coming. But I'm going to drop all the links in the show notes.
Yes.
I'm excited. Yes. So you know what else happened right before we left? I in one of my groups that I'm in, and I'm not going to say their name. They know who they are after listening. I don't remember if it was on her page or if it was in the group, but they posted this picture where the guy was like, "Can I get your number?" And so she gives him the number. And then the next day he sends her a text and he goes, Friday, 7:30, dinner at BR Grill. Already made the reservation. Right? So she talks to her friends because she's like, "What should I wear?" And one girl was like, "Girl, that sounds like a red flag." So he assumed you didn't have plans. Then another one says, "This shows he doesn't value your time." Then the other one says, "Yeah, that's not cute at all. He sounds controlling." The comments. Why the comments got me? Because so many of the women was like, "That's right. I wouldn't like that." I was like, "Wait, what?"
And all of them single.
All of them got to be single. Got to be. It reminded me, and I don't like Kevin Samuels at all. Not a fan. I just believe there is a way to talk to everybody without sounding like an asshole. But there was one thing that he said, and he was so right. He said, he was talking to some girl that was on, she's from New York, and she made like 6 figures. She wanted a guy to make 6 figures or something. And so he's like, "I'm looking at your Instagram feed, and you got all these pictures with all these girls. Are they married?" And she's like, "No." He said, "Well, why are you hanging around a whole bunch of single women? You do realize that single women keep you single."
That part.
And she was like, "Oh, I didn't think about that." And it's like, it's one of those things I didn't necessarily think about, but I've always been married and all of my friends have always either been married or
in committed
relationships. I'm not used to having a whole bunch of single friends. I still don't. But that was so true. Like, what happened to where it's not common sense for a man to make plans and that be like the thing to do?
Well, the thing about it is that at this point, the man is, he damned if you do it, damned if you don't. Because you get mad, you sit up there and complain to somebody. You ain't going, "What you doing me all night?" Okay, well, the nigga just made, I'm sorry.
Run that back.
The man has made plans. He went ahead, "Hey, here's where we going. Here's the time." Has nothing to do with, he don't respect your time or he's going to be controlling. No, you have the whole entire right to say, "Okay, well, that's cool. You made the reservations," because they can be canceled. Right. "But hey, I don't have time. I can't do it at that time.
Right.
But here's another suggestion." Like, why does it have to be that
he controlling, or
right.
he don't respect your time. If he just sat up there and was texting you, what you doing? Where you want to go?
That part.
You know, and then you say, well, pick something. Well, you pick something. Well, what about here? Or what about here? Then you complain right. about that.
Right.
You know, and he's right. Like, autumn, the autumn ones who saying that.
They gotta be single.
All the ones who saying it. I just, where they at? Like, when I say where they at, like, where they at in their relationship goals?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Do they have relationship goals? Because if they damn sure ain't got no relationship goals, definitely. You shouldn't be talking to their ass anyway.
Right.
Like, y'all on two different journeys.
You always got to have people around you where you want to be.
Yeah. You know? And then, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a variety. I mean, I have a variety of friends, mm-hmm. you know, where I do have some friends that are single, and then mm-hmm. I have some friends that are married or mm-hmm. that I've been in committed relationships for a very long time. Mm-hmm. But
You can't go to, I'm not going to go to one of my single friends and ask them, what do you think about what this guy says? I'm going to come to you because you've been married for 103 years.
103.
That's not to say that a single person wouldn't know that answer, but just only getting the opinions and options of someone who's single about relationships, well, Girl, I don't know. I wish I would. Text me and tell me you got a reservation.
Baby.
Okay. Like, to me, that shows me that you'd have made up your mind.
Right. Here, you know what?
And you can follow. I ain't got to think about shit. Right.
I don't got to think about it. This is great.
But I'm aware. Right.
Right. Ooh, and don't. Ooh. Girl, let me tell you something. Christopher texts me talking about some dinner reservations at this time. I mean, he's done it before, mm-hmm. but I'm taking it a step further. You know, we got reservations for here. Boom. Be ready at this time. And then I come in the house and my outfit laid out. So this is what you want to see me into?
Right.
Oh, you done took all the thought process out of everything. I love it.
I know. I'm going to mess you up.
Baby.
Like, I don't understand why men don't
That's
get
guaranteed.
That.
I don't care how much my stomach hurt. After I eat, that's some guaranteed ass right there. Guaranteed.
Oh, that's so funny. I love it, though, especially in this day and age that guys don't seem to understand what a date is. A date means getting out of the house. It means you pick me up.
That part.
And if you don't do those things, it is a meet and greet. That's what I call right. it.
We are.
I'm meeting you and greeting you.
That is it. That is it.
It is a meet and greet. There's a difference. It is not coming to your house. It's not a date. No. You're not coming to my house. That's definitely not a date. But take me out somewhere.
Right.
In public.
And pick me up. Like, what happened? Like, you pick people. You go on a date. And also... Whose ever suggestion it is.
Right. That is true.
You know, I'm a big person on equal opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a big person on that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't be, why does the guy always have to pay for the dinner? Or why does he? And it's nothing like, you want to be courted, but I don't feel like courting is one way.
Yeah.
And that can sound, I don't know exactly what
you mean.
But I just don't think it's a one-way street. I don't think, well, I don't know, like that whole thing of like.
Every time we go out, you got
to
pay for
it. The man has to pay for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't feel like that. Like, you know, just as much you want this money to show that you're interested. To me, you can't show him that you're interested or into him as much if you just sit up there taking.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because that starts off like, that's a one way. What do you call it? The one-way relationship. Like, he's doing all the giving, and you just taking. And then you throw some pussy in there thinking you're doing something. You know, pussy's great. You know, right. You know, men love it. But at the same time, why can't it be both ways?
Right.
You know, because if... And I mean, it's like that even in marriage. Like, it's like now, like, me and Christopher, we have our date nights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but... We take turns. Sometimes people forget who paid last. I'm not saying no names. But depending on, like, if I go to him tomorrow and be like, what's going to eat? Mm-hmm. I said it.
Right.
So I'm paying for it.
Right.
You know? And so it's the same way, I think, when you're dating somebody or if y'all get into, you know, if you.
Absolutely.
Why does it just every time you go out, you expecting this mug to pay for everything?
Right.
You know? And I get it. Us as, yes. Yes, we are the prize. Yes. You know, we make the world go round. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But we need something to spin on. That's all I'm going to say. Take that how you want it. Match it up. Put it together. That's all I'm saying. The world spins on it. I'm sorry.
I did see a post the other day where somebody was like, they posted a screenshot with the girl who was sending it to her dude. And she's like, we're going here for dinner. I already made the reservation. It's on me. Mm-hmm. And I made it this time. So you have plenty of time to get dressed, you know, be here at this mm-hmm. time. And I don't know. Maybe they didn't live in the same area. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, oh, because that's the type of stuff like I like to do. But I'm not going to be single forever. I caught myself. I was about to say I'm going to be single forever.
No, you're not.
Oh, girl, the struggle is real. Anyway, and I digress. I digress. Maybe one day I'll get a text message with a date. And then maybe I won't be single anymore.
Sometimes you just shouldn't say things.
I shouldn't, because it's going to take more than a date for me to not be single at this point in my life.
Just, I'm going to keep that friends for myself.
But I'm done meeting and greeting. How about that?
That part. We're done meeting and greeting. Way to go. But no, I did. That when you sent me that thing, I was like, this is
so stupid. Stupid.
Like, right. I was like, this is dumb. This is dumb. Yeah. So that's what dumb. I think about that. You feel that way about it. The ass is fucking safe.
Gotta be. There's no way.
You can't ask your single friends and then ask your single friends who in the men's hater club.
That part.
Or you asking your single friend, but you see they keep screwing around with their baby daddy.
Right. That they clearly ain't got it together.
And, you know, so.
Yeah.
That part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, the things I have learned over the last year.
That's all I got. No that comments. Is all I got.
That reminded me, I digress just really quickly. I was supposed to be getting ready to get married. I just realized that the other day. I'm like, ooh, I got to find something to do that weekend.
Why?
Ooh. No.
Why?
Oh, man, health. And now I'm like, marriage. Oh. Sorry.
I'm not doing this with you.
I digress. I looked at the calendar and I was like, ooh. Because it's holiday weekend, so I'm finding something to do. But I'm not going to be doing this in the round tool in my
working.
House. We got parties before the 4th of July?
Already.
On the 3rd of July?
Yep.
Damn, I was thinking about going to Atlanta. Mm. And partying.
No.
I can't go to the outside no more.
No, you can't go to the outside no more.
If y'all can only see how she's looking at me right now. Mm-mm. We not go discuss why she looking at me like that.
No longer.
We just go move on to somebody who don't need to go to the outside. Because I swear every time she go to the outside, she be getting in trouble. Mm. Mm. So did she or did she not break the girl code? Let's talk about Miss Portia Williams.
Oh, here we go.
So Portia, unless you've been under a rock or you don't really deal with anything dealing with black culture, you know, Miss Portia is one of the housewives on the Atlanta, what is the Real Housewives of Atlanta. So when she came into the show, she was married. They got divorced. Okay. She got engaged to her baby's father. Mm-hmm. They broke up. She's newly engaged to a guy that she met a month ago, or she started dating a month ago. You need to answer. No. A guy she started dating a month ago, apparently her new fiance is still, well, the jury's still out if they're still technically married or not. He's saying the marriage is dissolved. She's saying the marriage is dissolved. The ex-wife is not saying that it's dissolved. But on top of that, she was a friend of the show. So there's pictures of the ex-wife with the hand on Portia.
So wait, okay, so let me get this. So this girl used to come on Housewives of Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
She was like a friend of the show. So I guess I haven't watched it in the last few years, but apparently there was an episode where they had a pool party at their house and all the girls came over. So
this is the friend.
This is the friend of the show. Mm-hmm.
And the husband.
Mm-hmm.
Had a pool party at their house.
Mm-hmm.
Portia and then Juan came over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, she was a friend to the show through Portia or a friend to the show through somebody else?
That I'm not sure. I don't think it was through Portia because Portia's saying we were never really friends. But there's pictures of y'all together and her hand on your knee. Now, I don't know about you, but everybody can't be touching me like that.
I mean, yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, if we just out, we taking a picture, it's some industry event. Yeah, everybody looks like they're happy and friends.
That's a way to look at it. Well, so here's the question, though. Did she break the girl code?
I mean, if that wasn't her friend, then no.
That's true.
If we weren't cool, like this is like, that's like, I'm trying to just, I can't even use myself as an example, because if one of y'all ever try and talk to my husband, I'll kill all of you.
All right, we, no, listen, you already know that. It ain't going to happen. Not me. No.
I'm just saying.
Because I was trying to figure out who the hell came in the studio that day. Like, wait a minute, who that?
But I'm just saying, like, if it's somebody who, like, it's me and you, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're friends,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
We're friends.
Mm-hmm.
You have somebody who you've known for a while or known for a long time. Mm-hmm. That's your friend.
Mm-hmm.
We are only cool because of you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Got you.
So if something pop off and I end up talking to your friend's ex,
mm-hmm.
I'm not breaking the girl code because I ain't obligated to you.
Mm.
You know, now if we was all out kumbaya and we hanging out and we shopping and we texting every now and then, that's a different situation. Then we friends. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, do we spend, if the only time I see this person is when you're around, then we're not friends.
We associates.
That part.
We run in the same circle.
So I'm not, there is no girl code. There's no code for us.
Gotcha. So what is the girl code to you?
I mean, I guess it's the same. You know, you don't, like, if me and Christopher went our separate ways and then you pop up like, yay, that's my boo, the bitch.
The fuck? First of all, I'd be about to die.
The fuck? Like, because, and the reason why is because when to me, like, when situations like that happen,
mm-hmm.
it brings up a whole nother storm of questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if me and you cool and you dating somebody and then y'all go y'all separate ways and then some months or a year or whatever down the line, I'm like, oh, I'm talking to such and such. To me, I'm like, so you've been looking at this motherfucker the whole time that we was together? Like, how all of a sudden now?
Right, now.
And why the fuck would you want to run up behind me anyway? Or why do I want to run up behind? I'm not going to run up behind my homegirls.
Right. The optics, even if it wasn't the case, what people don't understand is the optics just don't look good. You know, like, my ex-husband, not his ex-wife, but he had a girlfriend that was a mutual friend of ours while we were married. So it's like when they got together, it's like, wait a minute. So.
Right. So you like, so what the fuck was y'all doing when I went around?
Right. That part.
Them type of questions come up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's girl code. Like, you mm-hmm. know, not something like that. Like, we cool. Like, you my role dog. Like, we girl tripping together and, you know, and all that stuff. And then you end up hollering at, you know, my ex. Like, but then, you know, some people say, well, how long is, you know, how long is long enough?
Right.
You know, but
So, to me,
there is no. If it's my ex, don't fuck with it.
Right.
Just because to me, that's just, it makes for weird, especially if you've been intimate, you know, with that person at the end of the day, man, like, you now you're going to bring that around. So now, not only that, now every time I see this mug, I got to be like, oh my God, you know. But then, too, you don't know if every time that mug see you, now they thinking about what y'all used to do, or you even thinking about what y'all used to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now you got to worry about on your end now. Okay, well, now it just makes for unnecessary negative energy.
This is why I don't have many female friends. I've been accused of breaking the girl code more than once. Let's talk about it, shall
we? Let's talk about it.
So the first time, the first one, I did not know she was dating somebody I had, like, not seriously dated. We went on a date. We flirted around a little bit. It was never anything serious.
Mm-hmm.
They get into a committed relationship. I didn't know.
You didn't know that that's
I didn't know they were dating? Right. I didn't know until they were already, like, committed.
But you and him kicked it before.
Yes.
Them two.
But
y'all weren't in a relationship.
Before. No. Wasn't ever a relationship. It's kind of like.
Did you have sex?
No. Maybe.
Oh.
Possibly.
You remember all the other details, but you don't remember that?
Okay, it was a maybe.
A maybe?
Okay. So we did. We did. It was an interesting time in my life.
Okay, so.
Yes. So, anyway.
Sex, so.
And it was years prior to them being together.
Okay.
And then it was like, afterwards, we're like, eh, we're not a match like that. We cool. Like, we had literally hung out after that. He has kids around my daughter's age. So, like, we've hung out with the kids. Mm-hmm. Never anything, like, it was just kind of like, eh.
She
like
only had sex one time.
Right.
Like, eh, you know what?
Eh.
This ain't gonna work for us.
And that's why I don't really remember, because it was just like,
okay,
this is not gonna work out. Not saying that he was terrible. It just,
yo, you're just saying that
just don't
it
feel
wasn't
right.
A connection.
Right. It wasn't a connection like that.
Okay.
So they get together.
You didn't know that her together
I didn't know
was
they were,
that person?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know they were serious. I didn't know until they were serious, because her and I went like tight. Like that at first, and then as we got closer, then I was like, oh, they're in a relationship. Okay, so I didn't say anything. Now, here's my reason. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying I'm wrong. But I feel like when you're the single one on the outside, if I come to you and say, hey, like 3 years ago, we had a little, quick little fling, I look like the hater. Like, I'm biting on your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? It wasn't a relationship. It wasn't that serious. I ain't going to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it came up, if it came up in an argument, because they had a weird relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kind of like ghosted me. And then all of a sudden she came back to me and she's like, well, you weren't no real friend because you didn't tell me. And I'm like,
well, it wasn't your place to tell him.
That was my other thing.
Or tell her. He should have told her when he saw that you guys were friends.
Right.
That's just sociology.
Right. Well, and that's what I said, too. Because
you know,
y'all
like,
in a relationship.
Y'all in a relationship. We and him were never in a relationship. We kicked it, but that was it.
Right.
You know, now, still at the end of the day, I felt like that was his responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
That when y'all, I mean, when you found out, and that timing is very important too, because when you and him dated, and when she was dating, you saying you and her, when they started dating, you and her weren't really good friends.
We knew each other, but we weren't like tight, like.
So
we saw
at
each
what
other
point
in passing
did it become tight,
point.
Tight? Where
we got closer, like around the time that they got together, they were already together in an item, and then it was like he just popped up, and I was like, oh, this is the new boo. Oh, okay. And then we were fostering a relationship with me and her and another girl who I'm no longer friends with. That story coming next.
Okay. Let's roll, friends.
So I was like, I was so frustrated because it's like I was trying to do, my heart was in doing the right thing. Like they had just gotten engaged. And it's like, why would I, why, if y'all are in a serious relationship and we just had a fling, why would I tell, we're in Augusta. Augusta's small. Okay. You can throw a rock and you in somebody's.
I'm sorry. Must I clarify? Was it North Augusta?
No, we were in Augusta, South Carolina, Georgia.
Georgia. Oh, okay. You know, got to clarify. I'd clarify with you guys.
North Augusta, South Carolina, small. Shout out to my hometown. Love my hometown. But North Augusta, South Carolina and Augusta, Georgia, very different. No shade. Just saying.
Right on the street.
But but we're in a small city. It's not like Charlotte. There's, I mean.
I don't know. Like like I said, it's all about the timing, I guess, mm-hmm. because it's more like I'm trying to figure out or understand like your situation to say, yeah, you broke the girl code or no, you didn't. Because if you guys were date, like you guys were friends, you and Buddy, like you said, y'all was cool. Mm-hmm. Y'all was friends. Y'all just was friends that happened to right. end up having sex.
Right.
Okay. Now, right. did you still communicate with him?
I did.
Did y'all communicate?
It was on a friendly level because.
Right. My question to you though is, mm-hmm. were you communicating with him while you and her were friends?
We lived in the same complex, so we couldn't help but see each other. So it was more.
So how do you not know that they was dating?
Because I didn't. It's like the only time I would see him really was in passing. Okay. And I think what happened was we were at an event and they came together because I didn't know who she was dating. I knew she was in a serious relationship with somebody. I was like, oh, that's the guy. I'm not going to say his name because I'm actually mm-hmm. still good friends with him. Cool dude. Yeah, it's weird.
It's just not, I don't know, some stuff ain't adding up for me, so.
Yeah, well, the other one, so we all ran in the same artsy circle.
Okay.
Which ain't been so big, because, again, it's Augusta, Georgia. Now, this one's frustrating. So, I had this old friend.
Mm-hmm.
She met this guy through her hairstylist. Now, she's telling me that she went on this date with this guy. She really liked him. She never, ever, ever told me his name. I never knew his name. I never saw a picture. I had no idea who he was. Okay, I could have ran across him every day.
Okay.
Had no clue. So it was like, you know, butterflies and birds and stuff for like 2-3 weeks. And then that just shut down.
Okay.
All right, so I didn't ask any questions. She's just like, it didn't work. I'm still new to dating still at this point. So I was just like, oh, okay, you know, she don't want to say anything. I ain't gonna press for details.
So just to clarify, she mm-hmm. started dating somebody
mm-hmm.
for 2 days.
Something like that, yes.
Okay. And then it fizzled out.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So I get this Facebook message from a guy that runs in the same artsy circle.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Augusta, Georgia, not very big. Mm-hmm. And we talk, and he was the planner. Like, that guy, hey, this date, this time. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. So we go on this date. One date turns into several other dates and, mm-hmm. you know, pool parties and kicking it and hanging out and talking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And by this point, I understood what dating really meant, mm-hmm. you know, and talking really meant. So we were like going from talking to dating.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't remember how it came out. I don't remember if we were somewhere together. I can't even remember because the whole thing was just fucking stupid. But... we were on the phone because I hurt my knee and he came over to bring me some food or to help me do something. Mm-hmm. And while he was there, another mutual friend of ours had called. And I had said something about him to her. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, that's what's up. Like, I could see how, like, that works. You know, that's great. You know. So it gets back to this other friend. And she basically sent me this text and says, it's either him or me, because remember that guy that I was dating? It was him. I said, well, first of all, I didn't know who you were dating. You never told me a name. I never saw a face. I had no idea that's who you were talking to. But y'all were talking. Y'all weren't dating. And we're not in an exclusive relationship. Like, we're just still getting to know each other. Like, so it was bad, because she basically cursed me out, then blocked me, and then cornered him and talked all kind of trash about me. And then, of course, he came back to me. Now, mind you, I'm still friends with this guy, too. Mm-hmm. This is why I don't do well with females. Because this type of stuff is stupid. So I'm trying to understand. She said, you know, you broke the code because we dated. No, you didn't date. So, and this is what he said to me. He said, Ty, we went to putt-putt, like,
miniature putt-putt, golf.
Like miniature golf. Mm-hmm. He said, well, we went to miniature golf. One time. That was it. He's like, I'm trying to understand. Like, we weren't even physical. Like, I don't understand. I said, well.
But this is your friend. Mm-hmm. Y'all friends. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So, I'm just trying to understand, like I said, for him to say, that's not what really happened.
Because she made it seem like they were in this long relationship.
But that's your friend.
And they were,
how long
were
they dating?
Things. That was the thing. It was like a day. It was like literally like 2 weeks. And two then weeks. It was like, right. And then it was just like, yeah, that just didn't work out. Because I was like, so you're going to go out with such and such? And she's like, no, that didn't really work out. Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. Because I know she was really excited
about it.
But you didn't.
And so such and such, you didn't know what such and such looked like.
No, I had no idea. I didn't know what he looked like. I didn't know his name. I didn't know anything about him. The only thing I knew was that he had...
you knew his name.
No, I didn't know his name.
Oh, you didn't know his name.
No. Because his name is a dead giveaway, because of what his name is. There's only one.
So when they were talking, she never said his name.
She never said his name. I never saw a face. The only thing I knew was that he was a musician and he had a pool. That was it.
Okay.
And he worked for the government. I knew those three things. That was it. That could be a lot of people. So,
okay.
I tried to, now that one, the other one, we went super tight. I was just like, okay, this is dumb. I'm not dealing with it. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I had enough shit going on in my life, because she was also one that, kind of called me out saying I was a liar about my abusive mm-hmm. relationship, which I didn't like, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This one, although she said some really hurtful things about me that, of course, got back to me,
mm-hmm.
I did try to mend that relationship a little bit, but she's an Aries. You know how y'all are.
First of all.
But there's a difference between an undeveloped Aries and a fully developed Aries. Y'all are able to look at things objectively outside of your anger. But she's more of the fist, you know, with the shaking fist.
I have to go process afterwards. Like, I'm gonna go off top. But no, that situation though, you can't claim no body, and all y'all did was
go to putt putt. Exactly, and that was how I was looking. I'm like, we're not even.
And then how are you gonna say it's either him or me? So really, he didn't. You wasn't really his cup of tea. Like, you weren't his cup of tea, and you mad. So, and you gonna tell me it's me or him? First of all,
right?
Like, why are you comparing yourself to a dude? But again, she was really interested. He wasn't,
mm-hmm.
and she mad. Yeah. She was jealous. So, no, that wasn't breaking
the code. I'm sure that's what it was. Because she actually told him, well, Ty always has somebody. She don't need to be with anybody anyway. And it was like, oh. Mm. Oh, so it's hurtful. You know, you see why I say, like, I have a tough time having relationships with females. Because that's just stupid. I just be minding my own business.
Yeah, I mean, never mind. I ain't gonna say that.
What? Say it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I just be minding my black own business. Yeah. I really do. I really do. Especially in that time period of my life, I was coming out of the engagement that was right after the divorce. And then with that last situation, I was coming. I know why I didn't say anything about the first friend. At the time, I was still dating the abusive guy. Mm-hmm. And if it would have gotten back to him, he would have flipped his shit. And I was just like, yeah, no, I'm not.
So you were dating two people at the same time?
No. When when the guy and the girl were together and you were asking me, like, oh, why didn't you say anything? I was
because at that point in time, you were dating.
You're right. Edward. Right. And there was.
Is that the name I gave him? Edward?
I don't remember.
But you were dating Edward.
Yeah, so they're like,
I got you.
That we don't need to discuss past.
Well, still, like I said, even with that first situation, like I said, with the first situation, y'all was just cool. Like I said, y'all was cool and just happened to be a situation that y'all just happened to have sex, but didn't go anywhere.
Right.
You know, and it was years before they even got together. Mm-hmm. Like, years before they even got together. So y'all, we cool. Mm-hmm. Like, me and this person are cool. So, literally, like, I've known this person longer than I've even known you.
You. Exactly. Completely accurate.
You know, and so, I'm cool with this person. That's all it was. Right. You know, why? How am I breaking the girl code? Because I didn't tell you.
That's exactly how I felt.
What if I would have just been like, oh, when we finally did meet. Mm-hmm. So, when y'all finally met and was like, okay. Oh. You're da 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 and say, oh, we know each other?
Mm.
Is that how that exchange happened?
I don't even remember, to be honest. Because at that point, like I said, with being with who I was with, I was scared to talk to any guy or look at them in their face because he loses shit. So I don't remember. I really don't.
But and that can be the only thing. Like, so that's the only thing that maybe you would be upset about is that, okay, what y'all ain't finna do is be sitting up here like, acting like y'all don't know each other. that is breaking the girl code.
I don't think we did that because like, it was common knowledge we lived in the same complex.
That's if I would have brought Christopher around you and y'all would have y'all just been like, oh hey, nice to meet you. And then come to find out, like, what the fuck?
No.
So y'all gonna sit up here and act like you don't know he liked Pepsi.
No, because I know when I saw the kids, like, the kids knew who I was. Just like, Tally knew who he was. So, it definitely wasn't like, oh, yeah, nice to meet you for the very first time. Because their kids tell on each other. They go tell on you. Yeah. And our kids know each other. So, it was weird.
Yeah, well, like I said, that situation, you know, I don't, from the sounds of it to me, sociology.
I wasn't trying to break the girl code because I don't want nobody sloppy seconds, first of all. And if I shouldn't say sloppy seconds, that sounds terrible. I don't want.
No.
I mean.
No, but
that's weird when you know, like the example you were giving with, like, that's just weird. Like.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't see.
I don't understand it.
Any. I said, as far as girl code, like you say, what is my girl code is the fact of that, like, yo, if you come over to my house on the regular, you ain't never got a chance with any of my exes.
Got you. That's fair. Like, to me, that's the girl code. Cause it's like, if one of my, like my home girls that I'm like, you like the sis, we talk, you know, things that nobody else knows. And then you, like, with one of my exes, is like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, especially an ex-husband. It's weird. Why?
It's weird. I mean, it's funny because I just thought about something. I had a situation like that happen. God, it was a long time ago. Long.
110 years ago?
120.
120. But it was a situation. So, of course, you know, bikes, I've always, bikes and motorcycles and all that good stuff. So, you know, it's a big bike community at home in Chicago as well. But long story short, there was a guy that I had dated. And when I dated, we were together. And so my friend's little sister.
It's the laugh.
But it goes even further. So this is like, so my friend's little sister. So me and him were constantly off and on because, you know, he was always doing some stuff. Of course, he was one of the boys. You know, so
there's that,
you know, and so, of course, you know, he was always, I was always catching him up doing something. Right. So I was catching him doing something. So long story short, my friend's little sister's best friend. And they were out in the streets and me and him were like on a break. So we are on our break, but it was like, if I call you, you better come running.
Okay? Right. Okay.
So
a soft break, basically.
Something like that. You know, dumb stuff. Dumb stuff. So long story short. So the dudes used to hang out at the White Castle, you know, so at the White Castle, I come back home in Chicago. Right. Well, of course, you know, they young and getting out of high school, going into college and all the good stuff. And so they run across them. So they come back and I hear her talking. And so she says his name. And so it was like a. Now, in that situation, what do I do? Because this is my friend. Now, she's not obligated to me, but at the same time, you around me.
Right.
Because my friend's little sister, we all lived in the same building. We was all cool, cooked for each other.
Right. Blase, so you knew what it was.
So the girl knew me. Her, you know, the little sister's best friend knew me. I knew her. And, but the funny thing about it was, so I guess they told my friend, and my friend was like, I don't think you should do that. Now, but what is the girl code? So should that little girl have came and said something to me? Should I have said something to her? Because I heard her say the name, and they said they were talking about it, and they had already told my friend. And so my friend was like, was talking about, they was talking about the bikes, and they was doing all that, and she was like, you might not want
to
do that.
After she told your friend, she should have came to you. I feel like that would have been the right thing to do.
Now, if
she's young, right. If she's young.
She was a child.
She wouldn't
have. And she didn't like me for real anyway.
Yeah, well. So it's like, was she breaking the girl code?
Yeah, it was funny that why she didn't like me.
Why did she like
me? Because she, I used to get, so you know the tattoo I have on my stomach. And, you know, like, I don't know if it's the Aries in me or what, but you know, I hate dumbass questions. I just don't.
And make the front of your calf itch.
Make the whole front of my calf itch. Okay. And so I just hate dumbass questions. So when I got my tattoo, and of course, you know, back in the day when my stomach was flat, flat, you know, it ain't flat, flat. It's flat, it's flat. Maybe. You know? Translender. Okay.
I'm done.
But. So, of course, you know, I was always, you know, showing off my little belly tattoo and all that stuff. And so I would get so irritated because people would come up and say to me, oh, is that a tattoo?
What? What is it supposed to be?
See?
It's always
that part. So it instead of
it
saying.
It ain't like a mole.
Instead of saying, oh, let me see your tattoo. You like, oh, my God, is that a tattoo on your stomach? And I'll be like, my response was always, no, I just took a pen and started drawing on my stomach. So she did that. Like when we first met. And I was just like, first of all, little girl, get away from me. One. That was one. But then she asked me that question. And so she always had an attitude. And my friend's little sister, that was her best friend. So then, of course, she, you're not getting no fuck. Yeah, I whoop your ass. Anyways, but it was funny though. All that to say was that was that a girl code situation? Like, but I look at it as, that little girl didn't know me.
She didn't know
you. You know, like, she's we ain't cool. And she's better. Too young to know better. Mm-hmm. And so it was funny because what was funny was that when she found out that that was my ex, as she thought, and it was like, look, girl, I can call him right now.
And he ain't gonna answer your call, but he gonna come running to my door.
He gonna come here. But no, we digress. But anyways, no. But, you know, like I said, she wasn't obligated, you know,
right,
to me. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, was it breaking the girl code when my friend told her, hey, you probably shouldn't do that?
No, that was a fair warning. that was a fair warning. I think just, you know, when you're talking about the girl code, to me, if you've been in a committed relationship with anybody, and now you and the girl, y'all tight, y'all sisters, y'all best friends, y'all besties, whatever you want to call it, and they break up with someone who they were in a committed relationship with, married or whatever, and then you go date, that's breaking a girl code to me.
Period. I agree.
That's off limits.
Like I said, if it's somebody that I like, you first of all, and ex, okay, so what determines ex?
Mm-hmm. To me, a committed relationship. Not we just dated. We went on a few dates. We talked.
Right.
We kicked it. We might even have sex. Nope. A committed relationship. Because that's different.
100%.
You know someone differently, you know, intimately when you're in a committed relationship. So, true. I mean, yes, anybody can go on a few dates.
That part. It wasn't even a date. I was just hungry. Right. Shit, I didn't feel like spending my money.
God, dog.
Woo! Just saying lies and garbage.
But just, you know, got to be more careful. The optics look terrible. I don't think
her and Portia, like I said, they weren't cool. Mm-hmm. Like, that was just, again, those that match up.
It just don't look
good. I mean, I don't give a fuck.
I know you don't. I'm just saying like, it just don't look good, but I don't think she necessarily broke the girl code. No, but
why care? Like, I don't care what it looked like. You know, and the thing about it is, like, we in a picture. It's a picture. That's right. It. That's it. Right. You can catch me sitting down right next to fucking, y'all see me sitting next to Obama and Michelle, you know, and we in a picture, you next to you say, oh, they having a threesome. The fuck? We just took a picture. I don't know what they had their dress. Though. I don't know what kind of dressing they had on their salad. I don't know. We just happened to be all right there and we took a picture.
And we smiling.
And like we smiled, just... and that was that. So right. That's what I'm saying. It if she's saying like, they look, we knew each other through mutual people. Mm-hmm. But if we ain't laying by the pool talking about these man problems, then no, we ain't.
Right.
No. No.
I don't understand why it's so difficult. Because guys don't have that issue. They don't have that issue. Well, I'm not gonna say
maybe
they
we'll
don't,
bring Christopher back
different.
On and get that opinion. See what he thinks about it.
I'm gonna have to continue that next week. I like it.
May have to.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Mind is training. Well, on that note.
On that note.
We go bid y'all adieu.
Yes, we are. I am the Sasha Monet.
And I am Ty Wonder.
And we'll see y'all later. Remember, you sexy as fuck, don't let nobody tell you different.
Hey, get it. Get it. Ow. Bounce it. Bounce it. It's bussin', bussin', baby. It's bussin', bussin'.
To the camp, cat. To the camp, cat. To the camp, cat. To the camp, cat. Hey, kick, kick. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Bye, y'all.
Well, damn. That was some real talk.
Thank you for allowing us to penetrate your ears as we deliver the real talk about all the melanated matters of love, sex, and all that other shit. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Real Talk Tuesdays, that's with a Z, and Twitter, Real Talk Tuesdays, T-U-E-Z. And also, www.realtalktuesdays.com. Keep it sexy out there.